his arms will open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 10. Last time I stopped at verse 27 of Matthew 10, and then we will start from there this week. And the word was saying in Matthew 10:27, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, sending them out on a mission. So he said, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetop. So Jesus was telling them that the message that they get from him, they should proclaim it loud and clear. Proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ loud and clear. Proclaim it as we go along the journey, people of God. So let us pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. Oh God, we pray that, oh God, as the word come forth, oh God, we will purpose in our hearts to live by your word, oh God, to go forth with the good news of Jesus Christ, declaring that the kingdom has come, Jesus has come, and we, oh God, can have him as our Lord and Savior as we accept the work that he did at the cross for us. So I pray today in the name of Jesus that those who are listening, oh God, will hear the word, oh God, and decide, oh God, to follow you, Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, for those that are already saved, oh God, that they will come into a deeper relationship with you as they hear your word. Father, we thank you again for this privilege. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us and you are bringing clarity of your word to us. So we give you thanks, we give you praise and glory and honor as we look to you, oh God, for a spirit-filled evening. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue, as I said before, in the gospel writings of Matthew. And we are going on to verse 28 of Matthew 10. Verse 28 of Matthew 10. And we know that in this chapter, the Lord was sending out his disciples to go out on the mission field. And he was preparing them, instructing them as to what to do and what to say on this journey. So people of God, we have the word of God with us today that applies to us right now as we go on our missionary journeys. So we look in verse 28. Jesus said, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body. So Jesus was telling his disciples not to be afraid of men who can kill only the body. Men can only kill the body, people of God, but to fear God who is able to destroy both soul and body. Fear God who is able to destroy both soul and body. And this fear, people of God, in Hebrew has two meanings. We have a fear that means to reverence, to pay respect to. And another fear, which is dread or terror. So we see, people of God, Jesus was telling his disciples not to be afraid of men who can kill only the body, but to fear God who is able to destroy both soul and body. So we see in Hebrews 10:31, it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And the New Living Translation says, it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So people of God, we are called to fear God, to reverence him, and to also know that he is a consuming fire. He is a God of judgment. So we must also fear him. The word said it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So we must go forth in obedience to God and to do his will knowing that he is God and he must be revered. He must be respected. He must be obeyed. He must be seen as a God of justice. He's a just God. He must punish sin. So we have to understand, people of God, to go forth with the right type of fear. Not fear in people, but fear in God. Look at verse 29 of Matthew 10. Jesus continues his discourse with his disciples. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. So Jesus was saying, even the sparrows that are not worth more than a penny is valuable to the Father. The Father is concerned about even the little sparrows. And he takes notice, people of God, of all that happens to even the little sparrows and all of his creation. He takes notice of it, people of God. So we can see that if he takes notice of all, even the little sparrows, and can you imagine how much he's concerned about what happens to us, we who are made in his image and in his likeness, people of God, how much humanity means to the Father. So we see if he takes and pays so much attention to a little sparrow who falls to the ground, he's aware of it. He's concerned about it. Can you imagine how concerned he is about us? How much he loves us? How valuable we are to him, people of God? We are the choices of his creation. We were made in his image and in his likeness. Well, look at verse 30 of Matthew 10. The word said, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. People of God, look into it. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. God knows us so intimately that every strand of hair is known to him. We can't count the amount of hair on our head, people of God. We will not be able to count it. But he knows us so intimately that even the very hair on our head is numbered. He counts them. And you have a record of them, people of God. They are numbered. They are all numbered. So we understand, people of God, how intimately our Father, how intimately he knows us and is concerned about everything that concerns us. So we have a loving Father who takes notice of even the very hair on our head. So we have to come to understand, people of God, and reverence him and love him and walk, people of God, knowing that he is God and we must walk in humble reverence and in respect and in awe of who he is. Look at verse 31 of Matthew 10. It says, do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. What a reassurance to the disciples and to us today. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. If your Father can take time out to be concerned about even the sparrow that falls to the ground, Jesus was saying to his disciples, do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. You are more valuable to God the Father than all of the other creation. We have to understand these things, children of God. God is calling us to understand how valuable we are to him, how important we are to him, how intimately he wants to walk with us. But we, people of God, have to also want him too. We have to want that deep relationship with him. He's calling us, people of God, into that deep relationship. The word said even our very hair is numbered. He knows us so intimately that even our hair, the very hair on our head is numbered. So we have to come to understand that the Father is calling us into that deep intimacy and to understand who we are in Him and to know that we are valuable to Him, more valuable than any sparrow, than any of His created beings. We are more valuable than any of them because we are created in His own image and likeness. So people of God, He's calling us into that deep relationship with Him, to know Him and to know how valuable we are to Him. Look at verse 32 of Matthew 10. Verse 32 of Matthew 10. The word says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Going on to verse 33. "But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." And people of God, we have to understand these things, that we, if we confess Christ here, He will confess us before His Father in heaven. But if we deny Him, He will also deny us. "I don't know you," He will say, if we deny Him here. So we have to accept Him now, children of God. We have to accept Him now so that He will confess us before His Father. Look in Revelation 3:5, the New King James Version. Revelation 3:5, the word said, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garment, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." I will confess his name. I will confess. Jesus said, "I'm going to confess that I know this one. I know this person. This one has put their trust in me." People of God, Jesus knows who belong to Him. So He said, "Whoever confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father in heaven." And we see in the book of Revelation where He said, "I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." But look at Mark 8:38, what the word said. "For whoever is ashamed of me and my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." So if we are ashamed of him down here, if we deny him down here, he will also deny us. That's what his word said. "If whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." So if we are ashamed of him and disown him down here, if we disown him and not accept him down here and not be able to stand up and say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation." People of God, we're called to stand up for Jesus, to stand up and declare his name and not to be ashamed of him. So he's calling us, children of God, to understand that those who confess him, he will confess those before his Father in heaven. And those who deny him, he also will deny them. So we are called, people of God, to stand up and to own Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and not to be ashamed to say that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Don't be ashamed to call his name, children of God. Many are ashamed to call his name. They will say God, but they don't want to say Jesus. But we need to proclaim loud and clear that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So we have to come to understand that we have to confess him right here on earth. Let us not deny him. Let us not disown him. But let us own him and not be ashamed of him. People of God, if we are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. If we deny him, people of God, he's also going to deny us before his Father in heaven. Look at verse 34 of Matthew 10. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Jesus said, don't think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. What did Jesus mean by this? What Jesus is saying, because of his great name, because of his name's sake, people of God, many will turn against each other because of the name of Christ. Family will turn against family. And we see people of God in many families. One person turned to Christ and the other family members turned against that one. People of God, we have to come to understand. And there is no peace in that home because that person is not in peace, because that person is being antagonized because of his or her Christian faith. So we have to come to understand when Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. So we see that war is going to rise up in families because of the name of Jesus. So we have to understand these things, children of God. Jesus spoke about them before they even happened. And we see them happening so clearly, even among people that we know, that once they turn to Christ, they have become enemies of their own families, enemies of their friends. Their friends turn against them. And we see these things. You're not going to the same place like they go that they go to. You're not doing the same things that they do. So they turn against you because you are now named by the name of Christ. So people of God, it is just showing us that when we come to Christ, we are going to have a lot of war rising up against us. People are going to become our enemies. Those people, even who were friends to us, will now become our enemies because they are what? Enemies of the cross of Christ. They are enemies of Christ. So they also become our enemies. So we should not be alarmed. We should not be puzzled about what is going on, because Jesus already told us in his word, don't think that I come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. And that sword there represents war. War in our families, war among our friends, war among co-workers, war because of the name of Jesus. So we have to understand this truth, people of God. So when it comes, we will not be surprised, but we will go through knowing that Christ is with us. He will never leave nor forsake us. When we go through the fire, people of God, we will not be burned. When we go through the water, we will not drown. He is with us and he will see us through. So let us come to understand, once we are called by the name of Christ, we are going to be persecuted. We are going to suffer many things for the name of Jesus Christ. So he's already forewarning us. And if we have not yet been going through suffering and hard times, people of God, then it is coming. Look at verse 35 of Matthew 10. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Look at verse 36. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. So Jesus was making it clear that family is going to turn against families. A man's enemies will be those of his own household. People of God, we have to understand this truth, that our own people, our own family members will turn against us because of the name of Christ. And we see that in so many religious groups, people of God. Once a member of that family has turned to Christ, then we see that they suffer great persecution. Sometimes they have to leave their homes. Their family homes, they have to leave. This is what they're used to. This is where they were grown up, but they had to leave. And sometimes on the street. So people of God, we have to understand these things. And Jesus warns us, forewarns us, that these things will happen. And when we see them happening among us, let us not be alarmed or surprised. Look at verse 37 of Matthew 10. Verse 37 of Matthew 10. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. What was Jesus saying there? Anyone who puts their family members above Christ or hold them in higher regard than Christ is not deserving of Christ. Christ must be first place in our lives, children of God. He must take the place of preeminence. He is the preeminent one. He's above all. He's the highest of all, the greatest of all. So he must take first place in our lives. So Jesus is saying, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. So anyone who puts any family member above Christ is not deserving of Christ. People of God, how much? The question I will ask this evening, how much is Christ worth to us? How much is Christ worth to us? How much is his sacrifice on the cross worth to us? These are two questions, people of God, that I trust that you will ponder these questions. How much is Christ worth to us? Is he worth more than our father or mother, our brother or sister? People of God, how much is Christ worth to us? Is he first place in our lives? How much is his sacrifice on the cross worth to us? How much? So people of God, we have to understand that Christ is calling us to put him first place in our lives. We don't want to be singing, just singing, I place you at the highest place, when it's not true. We want to truly put him at the highest place in our lives. We want to put him first place in our lives, children of God. That he will be Lord of all, Lord over all that we have. Lord over all of our lives. Lord over everything that concerns us. So we don't want to love father or mother more than Christ. For he said we will not be worthy of him. That person is not worthy of him, not deserving of him, not deserving of the sacrifice that he has made at the cross. People of God, we are called to put him at the highest place because he is above all. He's greater than all. He's the exalted one. People of God, he's the perfect son. He is our first love. So we are called to put him at the highest place. Above all, everyone else is second place, but he must be first place in our lives. Look at verse 38 of Matthew 10. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Jesus is saying that he who does not die to self and follow him, imitate him, copy him, emulate him, is not deserving of him. People of God, listen to what Jesus is saying. He's saying that he who does not die to self and follow him, die to our old ways, our old passion, what we used to love so much, die to all those things. We don't do them anymore. We don't respond to this old nature anymore. Die to self. Follow Jesus. Imitate him. Copy him. Emulate him. People of God. He's not deserving of him. That's what he said. You're not worthy of me if you don't die to self. People of God. We have to take up our cross. The cross, people of God, is a sign, is a symbol of execution, a symbol which shows that we are ready to die to this old nature and to live for Christ. Look at Romans. We're going to refer to Romans 8. Romans 8, 12 and 13. He said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. So we don't owe the flesh anything to continue to live according to the old fleshly nature. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you by the Spirit do mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. If you through the Spirit do put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So people of God, it's through the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who helps us to put to death this old fleshly nature, the deeds of the body, the deeds of the old man, the old me, the old you before we came to Christ. We used to do some things that were just not right. But now in Christ Jesus, we are called to practice righteousness. We are called, people of God, to be instruments of righteousness. So God is calling us, people of God, to take up our cross. Jesus said, he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. We want to be worthy people of God. We want to be deserving of Christ, the sacrifice that he made at the cross for us. We want to be people who honor him with our lives and walk in the new life, bringing honor and glory to his great name. Look at verse 39, people of God, of Matthew 10. Matthew 10, verse 39. The word said, he who finds his life will lose it. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. People of God, he who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. If our lives are founded on the principles of this world, we will lose it. But if we chose to give up the worldly lifestyle for the sake of Christ, we will find a new life in Christ Jesus, which is the higher life. People of God, we're called to live the higher life, to live the new life in Christ Jesus. So let us lose our old life and find our new life in him. God bless you all this evening. We will stop here for this evening. We'll continue from verse 39 next week, God's willing. Have a blessed rest of the week. And God bless you and keep you. And may his face shine upon you and may he grant you his peace. Continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for calling us, oh God, to lose our lives, our old life, and find a new life in you. So we pray today in the name of Jesus that as his word go forth, that lives will be transformed, and in everything your name will be glorified. So we give you honor, we give you glory and praise as we look to you by faith and give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessings to all. God bless you all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible teaching ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
The civil government does not